Palestinian fighters have fired rockets into southern Israel in response to Tel Aviv's escalating airstrikes on the Gaza Strip. The homemade rockets did not cause any casualties. Israeli warplanes bombed the besieged Gaza Strip overnight. At least six Palestinians have been killed and scores more injured in similar attacks since Saturday. Israeli officials have even warned of stepping up raids on the coastal territory. Meanwhile, some reports suggest that Israel is preparing for a massive war against the people of Gaza. The Minister of Transport has called for more assassination attacks against Hamas officials. Israel Katz also wants the blockade on the impoverished territory to be toughened. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined with Mr. Joel Katrin, who is an international solidarity activist who is joining us live now from Gaza. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, I want to ask you what the Israeli game plan here is. Is Israel, in a sense, trying to distract the world's attention from maybe a Palestinian statehood bid at the UN by waging a war of sorts on Gaza?
I certainly think that's part of it. There are a number of different challenges Israel faces simultaneously right now. There is the statehood bid, as you mentioned. There is Hamas's rapprochement with the new governments rising throughout the region. And as well, there is, what is the third? There are a number of things at play here. Oh, the third, of course. I'm an American. I should know this. It's the new challenges the Netanyahu government in Israel will face now that Barack Obama won re-election in the United States, very much against his wishes and efforts. So Israel is making an effort to reassert itself in the region and particularly assert itself over Gaza as a dominant force.
And I want to ask you about, you know, the relations between Gaza and many of these Arab monarchies. You know, recently we had the Qatari emir visit Gaza, but we've also had reports in the past that Qatar and Israel have a backdoor trade relations at the very least. How does all of that play into what's currently happening in Gaza vis-a-vis Israel threatening a war on the territory?
Well, that remains to be seen. Obviously, many of the governments in the region that have friendly relations, officially or otherwise, with Israel are now pressuring it to end its current round of aggression here. Whether they will succeed, it's hard to say. I imagine that we won't see a repeat of Operation Cast Lead, Israel's 2008-2009 rampage in the Gaza Strip, largely because of these of the newer, more friendly relations that these governments also have with the government in power here. But it's really impossible to say at this point.
And you're obviously on the ground in Gaza, and you have a bit of an outsider's view on how daily life is in Gaza. And, you know, with Israel Katz, the Minister of Transport, the Israeli Minister of Transport, now talking about toughening the siege on Gaza, how do you think that that would affect life within the territory?
Well, it's hard to envision what exactly they might do to toughen the siege. They already restrict imports and exports to the restrict imports to the necessary minimums and have nearly eliminated all exports. I believe something like 127 truckloads of goods were allowed to leave Gaza this year. So the territory is currently denied any functional economy. A huge proportion of its farmland and nearly all of its fishing waters are taken by the occupation. So it's hard to say at this point what else they might be in a position to do, which I'm sure will not prevent them from making an effort.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That's Mr. Joel Katrin, international solidarity activist, speaking to us live from Gaza. We do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.